Good morning. Thanks for tuning in and welcome to Thursday's session. It looks like global share markets are enjoying something of a purple patch at the moment. We've seen considerable improvements on Wall Street overnight, backed up by gains on European markets as well. And that adds to the improved tone that we saw for the local market yesterday. So in terms of what we can expect this morning, the ASX 200 is going to kick off with a pretty decent improvement. The SPY futures finished with an improvement of just under 0.8%. So a nice addition to that 0.9% gain that we saw yesterday. So it's almost surprising the strength that we're seeing at present for the US stocks in particular. Really important inflation number ahead with the CPI figures due later on tonight. Local time, we've got bank earnings about to kick off and ahead of what is expected to be a pretty challenging earnings season. Yet the US market continued to charge on. In fact, finished at the best levels of the session, the NASDAQ leading the gains. That's probably what stands out at the moment, is that tech stocks are markedly outperforming their peers. And you can justify that on the basis of some of the terrible results that these organizations posted as far as last year was concerned. But nonetheless, the NASDAQ up by around 1.8%. The S&P 500, again, at the best levels of the session, 1.3%. The Dow up by around 0.8%. Some of the names that stand out in the improvements for US markets are Microsoft was up by around 3%, Home Depot up 2.6%, Apple up 2%, Goldman Sachs up by about 2%. There was a smattering of losses as well, but they were modest by comparison. Procter & Gamble down 0.8%, Coke down 0.2%, Johnson the same, Salesforce shares down by 1.7%. But really, those big names with muscular improvements is what has been driving the US market higher. So as I said, those inflation numbers, vital in terms of the momentum that's been established in the early part of the year. What the markets are expecting in terms of the core measure of US inflation over the course of the last month in annualized terms to moderate from 6% to 5.7%. So if you get a number that is higher than 5.7%, that'll be challenging. But the bond markets seem to think it's going to happen. So we have seen long and short-term interest rates continue to moderate over the course of the last couple of days. Two-year Treasury notes down 4 basis points over the course of the session. No signs of concern ahead of the inflation numbers. 10 years down by around 8 basis points. So again, it'll be interesting to see where everything ends up on Saturday morning, for example, because we'll have seen the first tranche of bank earnings as well. So that is going to be an interesting week to examine. European markets, likewise, they've been keying off the same sort of sentiment in addition to the reopening of China. That's been something front of mind for European investors. The French market up by a big part, the FTSE up by around 0.4%, the French market up 0.8%. German DAX doing quite well last night, up by 1.2%. And the Stoxx 600 index, the broadest measure of stock performance in Europe, up by around 0.4%. So stocks up, bonds up in price, lower in yield, commodities up as well. And what stands out last night was the improvement where all prices were concerned. And this came in the face of a much bigger than expected build where US oil stocks were concerned over the course of the last week. We saw oil prices up by 3.4% over the course of the session, notwithstanding that, and they are up by about 7% from the lows of last week. So that is good if you own oil shares. Not great in terms of hoping for a continued moderation in energy prices that'll feed through into the inflation figures as far as that is concerned. So today, nothing much on the local front to move the needle. We've got Chinese producer and CPI figures as well. So an entree ahead of the main meal, which will be those US CPI figures. And then, of course, as I said, tomorrow, in Friday night time, local time in the US, US bank earnings. So a lot to get through in terms of the next couple of days, and it will be an important barometer of how these stock markets at least hold up in terms of the recent improvements that we've seen. The Aussie dollar's put on a little bit overnight thanks to that moderation in the US dollar, which has been supportive as far as commodity prices are concerned. So it's trading just a whisker above 69 US cents. Have a good day.